boy, doesn't that look better? The video, like if you go to the PDT.news site, you're watching on Twitch, you do the video of these. I redid the because I'd have this green screen behind me, not to be cool or fancy, just because I want to brand it so that you know what you're watching. Or, you know, the color and the logo and stuff changes, so you know what's going on. I kind of want to avoid distractions. For a long time it was just set on green. And finally, I stopped being lazy and did a screenshot and grabbed the actual color of the green screen behind me and filtered out that color. And so I look more real and it's less fuzzy, and it just looks so much better. I know that listening on the podcast, you're just thrilled to know how I look while you listen to me. I know it's what you live for all week. I wonder how Jesse looks. Is he looking 100% or 79%? Is how... This hold on a second. I'm having a Rubio moment, but no. It's not a Rubio moment. It's a Belize Ford moment where I need, excuse me, I need to drink some caffeine. You know, Kavanaugh had a Marco Rubio moment. He was on national TV and he had to drink water. So even that's two branches of government that have had. Now we just need a president to drink water on TV. Would someone please? No, I don't know if Trump actually drank the water. He just sent Marco Rubio a water bottle. I think he did that to get. I don't know. What do you think about that? I just think it's funny. I just watch and eat my popcorn and I just think it's funny. I don't judge people. You know, I've been judging people less and less and less, and I've just been learning to laugh at them. I'm over here in Taiwan, which I'll get to in the Taiwan special, but I'm watching the government handle its a small breakout, and the numbers are shrinking drastically, and I'm watching the Taiwanese get frustrated, but the thing is, they're patient with each other. It's fascinating. I think I might talk about that in the Taiwan special. Across my desk this week. I keep telling you that I've finished the my software product, and so every single week I'm going to tell you how I've finished it in a new way. If you've seen the cloud, this cloud video I put on the Ink is a Verb, brilliant name, right? Not strange at all. The Ink is a Verb YouTube channel, which is all about software, of course. Just like Apple is a computer company, you know. Google is a research company. Okay, well, more of a censorship company these days, I suppose. But the Ink is a Verb YouTube channel. There's a video about cloud. You know, all your cloud in one space. You know, and I was talking with some people about it recently. It's like, well, what's this for? Is this for businesses? No, it's for people that don't want Gmail to own their email. And it's for people that don't want Facebook to censor their Facebook posts. You get your own website, get your own thing. And I've actually got a deal worked out where I can do it for $5 a month and you own your own cloud. And I've got the software written for it. So I'm really desperately working on this because this is how I'm going to make money. Eventually, the advertisements that I put into these podcasts will be my own products, what I've created myself. And so as that goes, that's interesting, isn't it? You know, you watch a show and then someone comes on and promotes someone else's product. How many people have a talk show where they promote a product that they're creating themselves? And they're talking to you, giving you their wisdom and or foolishness as the wise or foolish mind behind the product that they made. How many people do that? I mean, wouldn't that be great if Steve Jobs had a podcast? Wouldn't that be great? You just know, who is this? Well, he's the guy that made this and this and this. And so that's his podcast. He made Pixar and he made Apple. So isn't that great? Let's listen to that guy. That would be like a promotion for those companies. That's what I'm doing here. So I'm not advertising. In fact, it's been funny. I've been dealing with Google. Like my YouTube channel qualifies for monetization. And I wouldn't run ads inside the videos just because I think that's annoying. And I think that Google has already dropped the, I would run ads in my YouTube videos if Google wasn't, playing the game, of who they think, like they decide if other people will discover your new videos or not. It used to be you get a YouTube channel, it's got a neat idea, it follows it, it grows and floats to the top. But now Google's like, oh, we want this guy to float to the top. Oh, we don't want that guy to float to the top. And so you no longer float to the top, Google floats you or sinks you. And if Google stopped playing that game, I'd be glad to put ads in the videos. But if they want to play the game, they can get their own ads. Not going to do it. But I qualify for monetization, and I wanted the money there. I wanted it to be able to do that. So I tried to sign up I tried to get the advertising. There's a money part, and there's a money area in your YouTube channel. You got to get sorted out. Well, here's the thing. I click on it. Okay. Add an AdSense account. Okay. Add an AdSense account. Add AdSense account number 123. Okay. Click on it. I've got AdSense account already. It's account number 123. And I'm going to put that on YouTube. Connect YouTube to AdSense account number 123. You got it? Google responds, you already have an AdSense account. Account number 123. Don't add account number 123 when you already have another account. Account number 123. You idiot. Okay. And then they reject it. It's like, wait a minute. So many times I've clicked it again and again and again, and it just keeps coming back that I can't add account number 123 because I already have a different account number 123, and there's no way to fix it. I've gone through the troubleshooter and everything. It's like, I have a very good alibi now for why I'm not going to monetize Google's messed up system. If Google were more focused on making their back end function then they are focused on censorship and choosing winners and losers, then they would have me monetizing my channel. And I'd probably have a whole lot more people watching it. So, as an alternative to this censorship, I've created my own cloud system. And it's using other people's software, which is free software, but I've collected it so that it works. And it's been taking 7 years to get it to this point. And every week I have a breakthrough. This past week, a week ago, I got it up and functioning. I got it fully functional where I could create one. It was working and I could turn one on for you, but it'd take a lot of work. This week, I found a part of it. There was a certain feature. It's called Bind. If you care, Bind DNS. There's a certain feature that I had to study and learn and understand how it works. I had to read the manual. A lot of it didn't make sense. I had to sort through a whole bunch of garbage. And I've automated that part so that this was what I did this week. So the cloud will be able to function. And many things will work automatically instead of you, the customer, having to wait for me to go in, answer your phone call, change everything manually. Maybe I get something wrong. And then you've got to wait all this time. Instead of doing that, it happens automatically, which means it's correct every time because it's done by a system and it reduces human error. So I figured out how those settings work. And I didn't know how long it was going to take me. And I got it working in 2 hours. Isn't that amazing? And I'll tell you, what I really think, this is going to sound nuts, but what I really think contributed to that, I had a whole bunch of interesting stuff happen this week because I've been reading, maybe I get into this in the Taiwan special. I've been reading the Song of Songs as a prayer, the way Catholic tradition would teach people, that it's a picture. Among other things, the Song of Songs means many things, including literal. It's also a picture of the relationship between God and the individual. No, that, 2 hours. I got this thing working. See you tomorrow.